Yesterday we started the dinim of what's called Tevilas Kalim, immersing Kalim in a mikveh. And we discussed that the most poskim hold that the Tevilas Kalim is min ha-teiro, but according to many poskim, it's only metal. That's biblically you have to table. Glass, things you also have to table. But what happens, for instance, if you have wood? Wood utensils do not need to be immersed in the mikveh. Glazed wood? I'm coming to ceramic, which makes more sense. Ceramic, earthenware things don't need to be tabled. But if it's glazed, then you need to table it because of the glass of it. Okay? Because it's glazed. So lapel, the din is like this. But they put right, then you don't make a bracha on it. On metal, you make a bracha. Well, let's put it this way. Halachically, you immerse metal kelim in the mikveh, even glass kelim in the mikveh, you make a bracha. But the pearl, a lot of people don't for another reason. Because, first of all, the din is like this. If the one that made it, the owner of the company, is a Jew, many poskim hold you don't have to table it, even if the workers are goyim. Some people hold that if the workers are goyim, the owner is a goy, but the workers are a Jew, so then you also don't have to table it.
I've asked this question before.
For a change.
It was like years ago. I don't remember like exactly what happened. But if I have a company and I'm ordering from, like, they're producing it because I put the order in.
No, but then the company that's producing it is the producer, not you.
But they're on kind of sort of like a, they got a person.
It doesn't matter. If they own the company and you're just using their company to make things for you, then it has to be tabled. That's why most things in Israel, like the silver cups and or the bechers and all that, so many people say it's owned by Jewish people. It's owned by Jewish people, even if the workers are Arabs or something like that. Nevertheless, according to many opinions, you still don't have to make a brach. You don't have to table it because it's owned, the company is owned by a Jew. I said some, according to Kitzer, it's all goes about workers. You have to table without a bracha either way. That's what they paskin. But the bell, the meaning is you table it, but without a bracha, because you don't know for sure who the owner of the company. If you know for sure it's a Goyish company that made it, then I'll be then you table it with the bracha. Again, but you have a lot of Jewish owners in China, by the way. They own the company, and you have Chinese people working there. Okay, what happens, though? What happens if you have, let's say, part of it is metal. Let's say you have plastic alpindin doesn't need to be tabled. Our custom is, I mean, that's official Chabad custom, it's unofficial Chabad custom. If it's hard plastic, that you too table it, and then without a bracha, but you table it. What happens, though, if there's like metal, let's say you have a china plate, which is mamish ceramic, but around it you have a border of gold or metal, you know, so then you would have to table again without a bracha because of that.
What's the purpose of tabling?
To remove it from the impurity of the non-Jew to the sanctity of the Jew.
So if the owner is a Jew, but the worker are not, they're still touching it.
It doesn't mean, it's not a question of touching. Who owned it? A Jew owned it. Now you're buying it from a Jew. So the Jew made it. Yeah, but again, who made them? The Jewish company didn't make the dishes. They're just selling them. They're wholesale retailers.
No, I'm saying,
but the company who makes it, that's...
Most of the stuff there are Jewish
makers. I don't know. You have to know what. If it's from Israel, you can assume probably it's a Jewish maker.
But the plastic gallons of water, after you empty it, do you need to... They're not hard plastic.
Which one? You're talking about the gallon, but the disposable? No, those don't have to be tabled. I'll tell you where you have a very interesting question. You have, you know, the aluminum disposable trays?
Right.
Okay, that's metal. Mm-hmm. Okay? So many people say you don't have to table them. Why don't you have to table them? Because they're disposable. They're not made to last. They're made to throw out. Right? One minute. So they hold, you don't have to table it because it's really... It's disposable, you throw it out. It's not made to last. So therefore, some poskim hold that if you wash it out and you reuse it, then you really should table them. Some people hold even then you don't have to table it because it's made to throw out. This that you're using it again, it doesn't mean anything, but it's made to throw out, so it's never made with the intent of being a proper keli.
Something like that that is made in a by machinery, it's not even like...
It doesn't matter, machinery is owned by a Jew, by a guy.
It's just press. It's like...
But it's a Jewish company. The old Jew owned it or the guy owned it. That's what matters.
The only metal and only...
glass. Huh?
Mainly only glass.
Yeah, but other people table porcelain without a bracha. And again, ceramic, if it's not glazed, doesn't need to be tabled. Porcelain. But yeah, there's a sefer this thick, just on tefillos, kelim. It goes through hundreds and hundreds of utensils, what needs to be tabled or doesn't need to be tabled. So, but for instance, okay, there's a whole issue with electrical appliances. Okay, you have a coffee maker. You have a sandwich maker. You have an urn. Right? So if the urn is made in Israel, you can assume it's a Jewish company. But they're to buy an urn made in America, right? It's probably a Goyish company. Right? Most of the companies are owned by Goyim. So the question, what do you do with the electrical things? Because if you're going to table an electrical thing, you might ruin it. But they tell you do not immerse in water. So there's a bunch of interesting opinions about what you do. Some in a bottom hole, table it, let it dry out for a week, and most of the time it works. Most of the time it will still work. That's what some people hold.
Make a website.
Ramesh Feinstein holds that you have to table everything except the electrical part. In other words, let's say you have the big urns, right? So, or the coffee maker, whatever it is. So the mechanism is at the bottom. So Ramesh Feinstein says you turn it upside down and you table everything else but the electrical part. There's an interesting, no comments in the peanut gallery unless you get closer. There's another interesting opinion of the Minchas Yitzchok, and he bases it on the din Shulchan Aruch, and he says like this: there's a din Shulchan Aruch. What happens if it's Friday afternoon, and you must use a you need a utensil for Shabbos, and there's no mikvah, you can't, there's no way to table it. So it says in Aloha like this: you give it to a guy as a present. I mean, the guy acquires it. If this is the utensil, you can't say, okay, I'm giving it to you. You have to give it to the guy. He picks it up and he acquires it. Then you borrow it back indefinitely from the guy. You borrow it back. Okay? Yeah, but indefinitely. That's what I'm saying. You borrow it back indefinitely. So Shulchan Aruch, it says, b'shas hadchak, because of Shabbos and all that, you can get away with it. And after Shabbos, you have to table it. After Shabbos, you have to table it. 1 minute. So therefore, the Minchas Yitzchok says, when you have electrical appliances, that you can't immerse them in water because they're going to ruin. So then you go back to this din in Shulchan Aruch. So what do you do? If you have a housekeeper, let's say, you have to explain it to them in English or Spanish, but they have to understand what they're doing. You give them, let's say, there's a coffee maker, electric kettle, whatever, any of these electrical things that you can't table. So you give it to them as a present. You say, listen, for religious purposes, you have to explain it to them. I'm giving you this as a present. Okay? Pick it up and it's yours. I'm going to borrow it back from you forever. So then, al pi din, it's like shasat chak, then you don't have to, then you don't have to table.
Why? Because it belongs to them?
Because the din is, in Shulchan Aruch, vessels that are borrowed from a non-Jew don't have to be tabled. In fact, there's another interesting issue. You go to somebody's house, let's say we pretend we're religious, right? We show that we're religious. You go to a Jew who's not from, okay? So not talking about kashrus. You're going to have a cold orange juice in a glass.
Tequila
in a glass. Or a beer. No, beer you drink straight from the bottle. But tequila you could drink from the bottle too if there's not that much left. Now,
depends on the brand.
The question is, you come to them for a glass of orange juice. They put orange juice into their glass, but the question is, they didn't table the glass. How could you drink from their glass or eat from their plate if they didn't? You're bringing your own for whatever. But it's not a shalakashu, but Lepel, they didn't table it. So what's the heter paskim right? The heter is, it is an interesting concept. Tvilis kalim is an obligation on the owner of the utensil. He has to tevel it. It doesn't make the food treif. It has nothing to do with the food. Right? There is an obligation on the owner of the utensil to immerse it in the mikveh. But that's not my obligation. So if he serves me in a drink in a glass, I'm really borrowing the glass from him. So it's not my obligation of mikveh. It's his obligation. What he's doing, he's doing. So then according to most poskim, it's not an issue because you don't have an obligation to, it's not yours. But there's another din which is very important to understand. People seem to feel, you hear this a lot of times, yeah, one time I could use it without mikveh. You have a metal tray, whatever. Oh, yeah, one time I could use it without mikveh. There's no such heter. There is no such heter. The heter is, if it's made to use once and is disposable, then you don't have to table it. But if it's a full metal tray, a sterling silver tray, whatever, and you want to use it, there's no heter to use it once without mikveh. That vessel needs a mikveh.
What if you buy it with the intent of only using it once?
Only Jews buy things with the intent of returning it.
What about the barbecue? Hold on.
You go to a hotel, are you allowed to use the coffee maker in a hotel?
Nah. It's not yours. You're asking mikveh or you're asking kashrus? It's not a very... If it's a coffee maker that they only use plain black coffee, let's say, it's not flavored coffee.
No, the one in the room. The one in the room.
Yeah.
That's what you're asking about, right?
You're asking the one in the room?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can make soup and stuff in
the room. That the problem with even the hot water urn, you go into a hotel, right, and you have a plain hot water urn with water, nothing, no coffee. The problem is because... Let's say you want to make hot, you know, these soups, the tradition soups, like whatever. Yeah, so what do you need to take hot water from the urn and you put it in and then it, you cook, right, you let it stay for a while. But other people do that too with trefah things. If a guy puts under the urn a trefah soup, like Campbell's pork and beans, whatever, I don't know what it is. Yeah, a trefah soup, I don't know what they make, never ate it. And you put it under. Now, the din is like this. When you have the spout, and the spout goes into the cup, and there, it's connected. In other words, not that the water comes out and then it stops. The flow is coming down, and it's connecting the contents of the utensil with the spout. It's like the spout touched the trefus things. So now the spout is tref. Now, let's say somebody used it that day for trefus soup. And now you're going to use your kosher soup or a cup of hot water, whatever. So it's very possible that things trafe.
So besides that, when they wash out the urn...
That's a separate... They usually don't wash out the urns too much, by the way. You don't know, so that's what I'm saying. Machat shin is a maizamah.